Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Diane Weiland, who is president of the Wallace Centers of Iowa. Good morning to you, Diane.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, things are always happening at the Country Life Center, a part of the Wallace Centers. And fall seems to me a beautiful time that people might want to come over and tour, come to some meetings, whatever. Let's start with the location, Diane.
Okay. The Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center is located east of Greenfield on Highway 92 for 5 miles, and then 5 miles south on the Henry A. Wallace Road. And we have really good signage, so
yes,
if you get in the vicinity, you are going to find us.
Yes, I have to compliment you on that, because that's not an easy thing to do. There's a lot of hoops to jump through and so on, but you have great signs, so that's very helpful. Well, the first event I wanted to talk just a little bit about, I believe it's coming up on September 8th, is a meeting related to mental health.
Yes, it's called a community conversation, Mental Health, A Mother's Story. And we feel very privileged to have guest speaker Joan Becker from Parkersburg, Iowa. And she is going to tell us her story about her son Mark's struggle with paranoid schizophrenia and her family's experience in coping with mental illness. And as everyone, I'm sure, remembers, that awful tragedy that they and the Thomas family have had to endure. That happened on June 24th of 2009.
Okay. So, September 8th, what time?
It begins at 7 p.m., and we are really stressing to people that they have to have a reserved seat. We are almost already at half capacity with reservations, but we know that this is an interesting story and that people want to know about mental health and how it operates in Iowa. So, it starts at 7. Reservations are required.
And how do we make reservations?
You can call our phone number at 641-337-5019. That's probably the easiest, and we just ask that even if we aren't here and you have to use the message machine, just leave your telephone number with us.
And if you forget that number, of course, you can look in the phone book. You also go to your website.
Yes, our website is very easy to remember. It's just wallace.org, and all of the information is on that.
All right. So we can find just everything, phone number, how to contact you, and your name. It's
right.
It's full of information there. Diane Weiland is who we're talking to. But that's just one of the many things you have going on in the fall, and it should be beautiful there.
Yes, it is beautiful here right now. But I want to go back to the September 8th program for just one second.
Sure.
We are hoping that people interested in mental health issues attend, but also hopefully professionals working in that area. And that includes magistrates and judges, advocates, social workers, facility administrators. So I just wanted to add that.
Sure.
The public is more than welcome to attend. But also these professionals, I think, would be interested in this compelling story.
And there is the presentation, the story, but also you call it conversation.
Yes. So Joan Becker's story will take about an hour and a half, and then we'll allow a half hour for questions.
Okay. And a good way to do some networking, to find other people who are interested in this particular mental health challenge or in mental health in general, policies and so on. Good time to do some networking.
Exactly.
Okay. So remember that, and do remember to make your reservation. Do it now. September 8th is just around the corner.
It is.
So make your reservation to get over to the Country Life Center on September 8th, beginning at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So,
would you like to know about our flowers?
I would. And you have quite an area that people can come and tour. I know you can line up tours, but you can just come any time, can't you?
You can come any time. And this year, we've been open on Saturdays and Sundays so that if you need a guided tour, somebody is here. But the flower gardens are just beautiful at this time of year. And the whole month of September The colors are just ranging from everything from still we have the pinks to those autumn beautiful reds and greens.
You still have your little waterfall going there by the center?
Oh, yes, we do. As you come into the gathering barn, there's a waterfall that has a few frogs croaking at you, but also it has some flower or water lilies, and it's surrounded by pretty annuals.
Mm-hmm. And you can take a walk out in addition to the flowers and the grasses. There's some sculptures there.
Yes, our 9-acre prairie is getting really tall. We have a good version of the tall grass prairie, and we have a walking path throughout the 9 acres, and there are art sculptures. There are exactly 5 of them, so there are stops along the way that you can reflect upon what the sculpture means or says, and we have a little booklet that guides you through that.
And if we took the whole path, how long is that?
If you did the whole path and then wandered around the flower gardens, you'd probably spend 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. But on a lovely fall day, mm-hmm. you could take your time and just enjoy the weather and enjoy the surroundings for sure.
Yes.
Now, the Gathering Barn is still open for meals?
Yes, it is. The Gathering Barn is open on Thursdays and Fridays for lunches from 11 to 1. And we're getting a bounty out of the garden right now. So we use those items to cook, so you'll experience an old-fashioned Iowa meal.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've been taking some of that bounty to farmers markets. And are you back in the Community Supported Agriculture CSA business?
Yes, we are. We do the CSA. We have 50 subscribers this year, and that means that those individuals paid a fee at the beginning of the growing season, and then they get 20 weeks of a box delivered, and they share in our fruits and vegetables.
What's going to be in the box this week?
Oh, my goodness. We have onions, leek, kale, basil, zucchini, summer squash, green beans, potatoes, and tomatoes.
That you can make several full meals out of that.
That's right.
Yes. What a great opportunity for people who belong to that to have all this great produce. I'm wondering if there's any other scheduled event that you want to mention, Diane?
We will have a table this Tuesday, which is tomorrow, at the local foods dinner at Southwestern Community College, and that starts at 5 o'clock. We will be doing a farm-to-table dinner at the Wallace House in Des Moines on October 1st. And then we do something fun on October 15th. We get everybody into the Halloween mood by having a scary prairie. And the ghosts and goblins come out at night in our prairie, and we challenge people to go walk, make that walking path.
Uh-huh.
And that is October 15th from 6 to 10.
Okay, do you need to make reservations for that?
Oh, no. Just bring a group out, and we'll scare the bejeebies out of you.
What time does that start?
6 to 10.
Okay. So, you know, by that date, it's going to be getting dark, mm-hmm. if it's not already dark. So that'll be a great time. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Wallace Centers, because you mentioned one of the items is happening in Des Moines.
Yes.
Tell us about the Wallace Centers.
The Wallace Centers of Iowa is an organization that's 2 years old, and it brought together two of the independent Wallace family museums that are still located in Iowa. So we have the Wallace House at Center and 16th Street in Des Moines, and that is Uncle Henry's home. Uncle Henry was Henry A. Wallace's grandfather. And together, that is with the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center near Orient. And both organizations coming together has been a very good thing. We feel that we're stronger together. And our overall vision and mission is building community by engaging citizens in meaningful conversation and active learning.
So you continually have various topics and those kinds of things going on. There's always something kind of in the future, and again, you can find that by going on your website to look at the location, see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you also still have a gift shop?
Yes, we have a gift shop at the Country Life Center. And we are proud to say that 90% of our inventory comes from area artisans. And we have everything from beautiful purses and goat's milk soap to pottery to prints about wildlife. wonderful aprons. Aprons seem to be in the vogue right now. And just a variety of things, including seasonal items, to decorate your home.
Okay. So if you haven't been to the Country Life Center, or you're not familiar with the Wallace Centers of Iowa, you can plan a little trip over there and get more familiar with it and enjoy the fall, as well as find out about lots of other things. Remind us again about the mental health meeting coming up, time and date.
The community conversation about mental health, a mother's story, is Thursday, September 8th at 7 p.m. at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center. Reservations can be made at 641-337-5019.
Thank you so much, Diane Weiland, for visiting with us.
Thank you, LaVon. It's a pleasure.
Until next time, here's a thought. One thing you can give and still keep is your word.